Welcome to Legislative Report, and joining me today is Lancaster County Representative Stephen Mentzer. Representative Mentzer, the 2016-2017 budget has now been passed. The governor let the budget become law by not signing it, but then a revenue package had to be approved to fund the budget. On Wednesday, it was approved, and then the governor signed it. You voted no on that legislative package. Can you tell us why you voted no?
Yes, Greg. Basically, that budget was an increase in tobacco taxes and some other taxes. But many of the legislators in Lancaster County have been discussing ways to reduce costs in state government. One of the issues is false claims, which our colleague Brian Cutler has promoted. And what that is, it's like a whistleblower law where if someone turns in a company or a institution that's taking advantage of Medicaid or Medicare or some other state agency, we can find out who that is, prosecute them, and save funding. Ohio did that about 4 years ago, and at the first couple years it was $100 million or so, but it wound up being, I believe, $500 million. We felt strongly that these kind of things should we should have a closer look at these kind of issues rather than always go back to the taxpayer for funding. So, you know, we understood why others decided to vote for the package. We respect everyone and their thought process, but I think a lot of us in Lancaster County still believe that we need to look at how to cut costs and how to go after waste, fraud, and abuse.
I know the revenue package counts on $100 million to come from pending legislation to make Pennsylvania the fourth state to legalize online gambling. Can you actually approve a revenue package based on legislation that has not become law yet? Because that's what it sounds like. They're expecting that $100 million to come from expanded gambling.
Actually, we did have a bill that passed the House that does expand gambling. Of course, we were no votes on that, but that bill has already passed.
Okay. All right. So then that's where that $100 million comes from then.
Exactly.
I see. Okay. And there's also talk of a tax amnesty program. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yes, this was tried, and I think it was promoted pretty heavily by my predecessor to have a period of time where someone could pay an amount of taxes without the penalty, and it brought in a tremendous amount of revenue. So I think they counted, I think it was $90 million from tax amnesty, figuring that they may get similar amounts of revenue that they did, I think it was 7-8 years ago.
And what about pension reform? There was a lot of talk about wanting to reform public pensions. Where do we stand on that?
That's very disappointing to most of us in the Lancaster delegation. We believe that pension reform has to take place, and we've been struggling with this for a long period of time. We did pass a piece of pension legislation and sent it to the Senate. The Senate has not acted on it. You know, we are still going to push for pension reform because the cost of our pensions was one of the major drivers in this year's budget. An additional $500 million of this $1.2 billion increase was pension costs. $300 million was the expansion of Medicaid that had to be done because of Obamacare. So most of this $1.2 billion increase in the state budget came from two things that we believe need to be reformed. So we'll keep pushing for pension reform, I can assure you.
Very good. Representative Mentzer, thank you for being with us on another Legislative Report.